So, you have a second season of The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Fans love when we slap our colons onto their favorite franchises.
Yeah, they do. The cultural impact that the first season had is incalculable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, in the sense that we don't have any data of any impact, but it's still pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So tell me about the second season. What's going on with everybody?
Oh, well, we're gonna start off with some Sauron backstory, right?
Turns out he was betrayed and killed by Adar and some orcs, but then eventually he became the Venom symbiote. So he ended up being okay.
What?
Yeah, he tumbled around as Venom for a little bit before landing on his final form of scraggly but handsome 5 o'clock Shadow Man.
Pretty cool that he could customize his character like that.
Right? So anyway, then he got into a shipwreck and had a little meet-cute with Galadriel in the middle of the ocean.
So what's going on now that she knows that he's Sauron?
Well, she thinks they should use the rings forged in the first season to fight him, and the High King agrees.
Kings that get high are tight.
That's not... Never mind. So Elrond, he thinks not that. So he takes the rings and jumps off a big old waterfall.
Is he okay?
Obviously, yes. So he goes to see this old wise elf to help him, and the elf is like, no, we should totally use these rings.
So what did that accomplish?
We filled up some screen time, and we're closer to our content targets on Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, super exciting stuff. So then Galadriel gets a ring.
How?
It rolls to her feet, and so she's like, well, that's mine now.
That works. And what about
the other characters, like Tall Wizard, who is definitely not Gandalf.
Oh, well, we're gonna find out at the end of this season that he is Gandalf.
What?
Yeah, and that's gonna allow us to spend this entire season doing what every good prequel does.
Revealing how he got his name and accessories.
Exactly.
So he figures he needs a staff, and he's gonna help those non-hobbit hobbits, and he's gonna get one.
Amazing!
And one of those non-hobbit hobbits is gonna kiss a boy on the mouth.
Ew.
Why?
I don't know, but that's in here.
Oh, okay.
And eventually, these other little folks that he helped out are gonna be like, well, thanks a lot, Grandalf.
And he's gonna be like, my name's gonna be Gandalf, isn't it?
Oh, it comes from mispronouncing an incorrect statement. That's kind of neat.
That's right, sir. Tom Bombadil confirms it.
Tom Bombadil?
Yeah, he's in this, and he's like, hey, I'm your quest guide or something. I don't know.
And how does Gandalf get the staff exactly?
He freaking finds it, but Tom Bombadil explains it's like in the books, you know, it's like a wand chooses the wizard type of thing.
Well, that's from Harry Potter, I think.
Whoopsie. Well, we'll do it anyway. So what's going on with the other characters? What's going on with Isildur?
Well, he's found by a horse and escapes some spiders and falls in love with a girl who's gonna leave him, but then isn't, and then he leaves her.
Hey, listen, that sounds like things that are definitely gonna happen.
They are.
And what about Arondir?
Oh, well, I didn't really know what to do with him this season, so he's gonna pop out once in a while to help out in ways that involve him doing lots of flips.
Very cool.
But at a certain point, he's gonna get fatally stabbed on the battlefield.
Oh no, it's gonna be tough to survive a fatal stab wound.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, the next time we see him, he's totally fine, and we never mention what happened or mention it at all again.
So how'd he survive?
By being totally fine the next time we see him.
I guess that makes sense.
Maybe. I don't know.
And what about blind queen lady in Numenor? She got blinded by a volcano in the last season.
Oh, well, she loses control of Numenor after a big bird decides that a guy with drastic eyebrows should be in charge.
What?
But then she regains power after a giant sea worm decides that she should be in charge.
Is their political system just based on whatever giant animal they come across?
Mostly yes, but then she gets accused of colluding with Sauron, so she's out again.
Dang, well, I hope she comes across a giant chipmunk or something.
Yeah, that might help. And then there's also stuff going on with those dwarves.
What's going on with those little dudes?
Well, the king gets a ring, and that drives him mad with greed and power.
Uh-oh, powerful short king.
So he starts digging like crazy and accidentally comes across the Balrog.
So what does he do?
He Leroy Jenkinses it and sacrifices himself, so his son and all the other dwarves go up and have a nice little funeral.
Are they not concerned about the giant fire monster they found in the basement?
Seemingly not.
And what is Sauron up to now that he's been found out?
Well, he heads back to see that elf Celebrimbor to make more rings.
Did nobody tell that guy about the situation?
No, they tried once and then didn't follow up on it.
Ah, well, they tried.
So now Sauron pretends to be the Lord of the Gifts, which means he's got a totally different hairstyle.
Oh, sick! New skin!
But he's got another trick up his sleeve.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see, he convinces Adar and the orcs to attack the city.
How come?
Because then he can tell Celebrimbor, I'll stop them from attacking the city only if you finish making these rings.
Oh, did he stop making the rings?
Yeah, well, he stopped, because the frickin' city was under attack.
So he would have just kept going if Sauron hadn't planned that attack?
Well... Well...
Well, listen, I do want to see some orc warfare.
Well, good. That's they would get there that way with this.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're going to do some freaking cool stuff, like destroy a mountainside so it crumbles down and dams a river, which means they can walk right across.
Hey, listen, I don't think that's how rivers or mountains work, but it's like I told my friend before he fell into a hole to his death. Oh, well.
Then there's also going to be a big fight scene between Sauron and Galadriel, because they're in love, I guess? I don't care.
And how does that go?
Well, she's going to get seriously stabbed and throw herself off a cliff to get out of there.
Well, she can't die. She's in the Lord of the Rings movies.
That's right, yeah, and so that's why... No, she doesn't. She's all right.
Well, great.
And, you know, in fact, anyone that we know from the Lord of the Rings movies that's in this show will not be dying in this show.
So that's... Yeah, I guess that'll be exciting to watch, even though we know they're not in any danger.
Right, because it's like, well, what if they have a bad day? They wouldn't like that.
Yeah, that would suck for them, probably.
Probably. So then all the main elf characters pose dramatically, and we're done.
Well, it sounds like a second season, another one, number two.
Yeah, I mean, let's hope people like it so we can keep making more.
Well, that doesn't really matter. We spent well over $1 billion on this. We're in this now.
What?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.